Over the decades, numerous governments, scholars, and religious leaders have verified the Protocols were a work of fiction. Nevertheless, the Protocols and the myth of Jewish world control never disappeared. Jews have been blamed for capitalism and its ideological opposite, communism. They've been called zealous nationalists who reject the international community, and also devious globalists trying to dismantle nation-states. The truth is, the Protocols made it easy to point a finger at Jews for all kinds of political movements. So, why does belief in this absurd fiction persist? The Protocols mention no sources, dates, or names to prove their inauthenticity. So, they are easily deployed to many contexts. Those who show the Protocols to be fabricated are simply dismissed as part of the conspiracy. Today, people blame Jews for all kinds of social ills, but Jews aren't behind the failure of Arab governments or their economic crises, any more than Jews are the source of pandemics, droughts, and natural disasters. Promoting a conspiracy of Jewish world domination diverts attention from the real sources of national troubles, ensuring that they will never be solved. To invert truth to blame the Jews for 9/11 or the rise of ISIS simply allows extremism to fester without addressing its source. Pointing a finger at Israel or Jewish medical researchers for the spread of AIDS or the coronavirus is not only a malicious lie, but it distracts the public from developing effective solutions. All people committed to truth and justice should help debunk false conspiracy theories. Then, maybe, we can work together to address the true sources of the world's enduring challenges.